This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly, as I always say, truly be part of the solution. And you, that happens by getting engaged, by finding out what's going on, seriously. And I always appreciate the time you spend with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And listen, you know, Dr. B will be with us a little while, provided we can get her on the line. Always seem to have Texas issues, technical issues with people in Texas. I don't know why. Not the people. I know. All right. So, you know, just with all the stuff that's happening out there, you've seen what's going on now with the Biden impeachment inquiry, which holds no real teeth. And I told you the other day, somebody said, well, what do you want them to do, nothing? No, I actually would like them to do what they said they were going to do. If they got the information, if they got the proof, impeach the guy. They had nothing against Trump and they did it. Let's get it on record. Let's get it in the history books. And can anybody tell me what the Republicans have done that they said they were going to do? Anything? Can you write that out for me? Send it to me. They need to get off their butts and do the right thing. They need to stop playing around and do the right thing. In all seriousness. Well, I was going to save this for Dr. B, but I'm going to hit this now, too. A new poll shows that Trump has, more people think that Trump has mental soundness than Biden. Now, remember, it's not what we heard before. When Joe first went to run, it's just amazing, right? Representative Nancy Mace, a Republican, she thinks that the inquiry is the best next step for the investigation in the Hunter and President Biden. So, with Hunter being, being charged, and Biden being looked into, I don't think anything's going to come out of Hunter. That's just me. She thinks with all this information coming out, it's going to show us, well, show the people truly where they're at. You know, but in a recent poll, most people think that now Trump is much more sound, minded than Biden, and that Biden is corrupt and too corrupt to serve as president. A majority of 61 say that Joe Biden doesn't have the mental soundness needed for the job he holds. Now, that's risen from where it was, right, steadily over the last 3 years. It's up 5 points since the last year. 13 points compared to when he got in. Actually, no, that's not true. 13 points since 2021. 16 points since when he got in. And if you look, does Joe Biden have the mental soundness? And you look at some of the comments that people are making, right? I mean, they're on this. They know. They actually know what's going on. They're watching him on TV. They're not just blanketly say, no, he's fine, it's fine, they're all fine. Not doing that anymore. When asked if Donald Trump had the mental soundness to serve, as of today, 46% said yes, as opposed to 52% saying no. In May of 2023, it was down, 43 and 56. I mean, what's really funny is, what do they consider mental soundness, right? No, in all seriousness, what do they consider mental soundness? You know, and Joe Biden, if you want to take, all right, so if you took today's numbers, does Joe Biden have the mental soundness to serve today? When asked today, 36% said yes, 61% said no. These are all registered voters, as opposed to Donald Trump, 46 yes and 52 no. So more voters see Biden lacking the mental sharpness, right? When asked if the word corrupt describes each candidate, the 56 say it applies to Trump, while 48 for Biden. And they're just on drugs. There's no way around it. I mean, no, seriously. Here's a billionaire who lost money being in office. Here's a guy that made 180 grand a year. And has become a multi-hundred millionaire while being a public servant. I'm so confused. Now, I will say that it's rising steadily. Not every year, it's rising steadily every week. I mean, just last week it was 7% lower. You know, and people are now seeing truly what's happening, what's going on, and going, oh, wait a minute. Right? Even among Republicans, I think this is hilarious. I'd like them to define the word corrupt, though. 1 in 5 believe that Trump is corrupt, and 1 in 7 that he isn't cognitively up to being president. They say that's among Republicans. I don't know if I can believe these people. This story's on Fox News. I really don't believe these people. Never mind. They're still saying that it's a 50% dead heat Biden against Trump. I don't get that one either. I really don't. But Biden comes out on top when you match him up to Ron DeSantis, Tim Scott, or Chris Christie. Figure that one out. You're almost here, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up, I hope, with Dr. B after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it. it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5556. So get involved, get engaged, and get the info you need so that you can engage. You can engage without sounding, I don't really hate to say it this way, but so you don't end up sounding like them, right? Let's not be sounding like them. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. And she does pretty much every week to discuss some of the issues that you're going through with your kids, with your teens, with your spouse, with your neighbor, with your HOA. Pretty much everything. God bless. How you doing?
Sorry, I'm good. I literally had an almost 3-hour HOA meeting because I'm on the board of directors, so that's funny.
Get involved, people. No matter what, get involved.
Yeah, but that's almost as thankless as a school board.
It's pretty bad, but I'm happy to serve, and I just keep saying that because it's just, I mean, we're looking at, you know, this huge lawsuit, I can't talk about it, against one of our residents, potentially. It's just, just people just pretend like you care about other people.
I love my job. I love my job. I love my job.
I do. I love it. I love it. Well, you know, I told you that I was just appointed, right, to the board of directors for the Child Protective Services for our county, our entire county.
Yeah, you did. That's right. That's cool.
And, oh, yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it is very tough because, you know, you hear, I understand that kids drive you nuts, but you can't abuse them to the point where it could take it away. But I definitely, you know, my eyes are opened to the reality. You know, I don't think we understand how frustrated parents are. But, yeah, we've got to handle it the correct way.
Well, that was my point the other night at our old school board meeting, some of the things we talked about. And, you know, you saw that the dad whose daughter was raped in the bathroom in Virginia, the governor gave him a pardon. And I said, you know, you're complaining because, you know, now in California we can do the same thing, that if a parent or somebody's unruly at the board meeting, we can actually have them arrested. So
right.
I'm saying, look at, you know, people hate when I say it this way, but we're screwing with their kids. You know, of course they're going to get crazy. Of course they're going to get mad and emotional. You can't lock somebody up for wanting to protect its own child. And that's what they're contemplating or talking about doing. And I'm going, you know what? No, you're going to have to lock me up too, because I'm not doing. It's like when they came out with the domestic, what was it, violence, terrorists, whatever they were calling parents. And I said, listen, if you do that, I'm going to go down into to the podium, and I'm going to get emotional, and I'm going to make noise, and I won't be arrested.
Right. It's almost to that point that, you know, everybody is so frustrated with everything that we're dealing with. And now you just take a stand for ethics and for morals. Look, AOC can't even stay ethical, so come on. But anyway, another day.
She can't even spell it, but go ahead, yeah.
She literally can't, and that's where I appreciate your intro, you know, about zombies. It's the truth. McConnell's a zombie. Biden's a zombie. These people literally are delusional. But, yes, parents, I talked to one today. I was out and about, you know, we're getting new carpet for upstairs. Not that anybody cares. But I was talking to, her name's Alex, and she was trying to, you know, sell me carpet. She was awesome. But she's going to be a new mom. She already has a 3-year-old, and she's pregnant with another one. But we were talking about, I just said, hey, can I ask you a question? Because you're a young mom. You know, what's the top of your list of parental concerns, basically, with kids? And she kind of looked at me. She's like, I'm so glad you asked me. And she was very engaged. I appreciate it. And she said, cell phones, right?
Amen.
And just when do you, and I'm like, well, how old is your young, your only other child? She's 3. And I'm like, okay, so it's going to be a while. She's like, if ever. And I'm like, ooh, I like you. Talk to me. So she said, my husband, you know, it feels differently about it. And I'm like thinking, well, what do you do in split households? And what are the facts, right, about all of this? But it's a real concern. And she just said that she watches a lot of crime shows about abductions and predators. Mm-hmm. And then her husband says it's basically gone to her head. And I said, no, it hasn't. Those are real things. And she said, really? Do you really think predators are online? And I'm like, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And she, no, but I mean, but she's, not in a bad way dealing with her husband, but she's dealing with having to convince just her own husband that this is serious. Well, you know, but all her friends are going to have, you know, cell phones. And she's like, I don't care. You know what I mean? And so I was just really impressed with her, and we talked it through, and she felt so much better. But, you know, what we were just talking about is parents are getting beat over the head for doing the right thing.
Yeah.
For restricting these apps, and, you know, especially Saturn. I will remind parents, If your school sponsors Saturn, that app, or has it, you need to get it blocked. You need to make sure that you go to these district meetings and go to the principal and make sure the app Saturn is blocked. It's like Facebook for schools, but the firewall, the security of the app is horrendous.
Oh, yeah.
And predators are getting in. So this is where you got to get involved.
Yeah, and vocal, but be vocal with information. Because I can
correct.
I can work with you if you got the info. If you don't have the info, it's really tough to work with you / for you.
100%. Yeah. And with you being on the board, somebody just asked the question, what's protocol? Where do you go? Who do you go to with a question about an app? That's great. So what do you say?
So
you go right to your principal?
First of all, don't wait till you have a question, right? Go to a couple of school board meetings, see how they flow, see what's going on. Nowadays in California, every trustee is responsible for an area. That's what your school board members call the trustee. They're responsible for a certain area. Get to know who your trustee is. Find out about them. Go up and talk with them. Ask them if you can have coffee with them or even just share a few minutes with them after a meeting. That way there, you're not the nut job that's up there screaming at them or do whatever. And then when you find the app or you find out that the school has that or is doing something, then you come to the meeting. And I tell people all the time, don't wing it, because if you wing it, you're going to you'll screw up for sure.
Right.
Write down your thoughts.
Facts. Yes.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And lay them out. Say, this is what I know to be true. This is what this says. This is what that says. This is what I'm seeing in my child. I would like the board to look at this issue, and let us know how it's going to be dealt with.
Perfect.
Yep.
But you just answered the question. I don't have to answer the question.
And then you go back in a couple of weeks, and you say, I was here a couple of weeks ago, and I laid this. I was wondering if we've had any movement on it. We can hit more of this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B when we return.
That was a good question. See?
That was a really good question.
Where do we go? Where do we start? So
yeah.
That was a good answer.
Show up.
Good job.
Start there.
Right.
G'day. I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's Georgia election interference trial will not happen at the same time as two others next month. On Thursday, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee ruled that Trump's case, along with those of 16 other co-defendants, can be severed from Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbrough's trials, which have been scheduled to happen October 23rd. What did Elon Musk have to say when a reporter recently asked him, will AI kill us all?
There is some chance that above zero that AI will kill us all. I think it's low, but there's some chance. I think we should also consider the fragility of human civilization. And if you study history, I think you realize that there's a rise and fall to every civilization. Every civilization has a lifespan. And we want ours to last as long as possible.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I love horns.
I can do this all night.
Joe Mancini, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Send me an email if you have a question to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, Dr. B, Dr. Bridget Nelson joins me every week. Always appreciate the time she spends with us and the insight that she has into what's happening and what's going on with your teens, with the things going on around you, and how to protect your children. At school, anywhere for that matter. You shouldn't just be at school, but how to protect your children and keep them away from these whack jobs. If you live in California, get your kids out of California. Go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to stay here, fine. Just send them to Grandma and Grandpa in Virginia or something. Get them out of here.
Legit. What he said.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, really. We're getting crazier and crazier. They just passed that law. Pretty much the child has total control over its medical care from the time they're 12 and up, all right?
Yeah.
And then they did that other legal move where Newsom's going to sign the bill that in divorce proceedings, if one parent will not affirm the other, I mean the child, then he or she loses custody. Think of that.
Unbelievable. Isn't unbelievable. It's satanic, sorry, but it is a page out of the book of Satan. I mean it is that's the thing, you know, you've got your intro thing talking about, you know, zombies, you know, walking around like zombies. It is a true fact. At this point the blindness of, and I mean this in all seriousness, parents, and if you disagree with me, and I will say this in all confidence, that these kids are to be put at risk like this, and that this is risky behavior and predatorial behavior and abusive behavior, emotionally, psychologically, specifically, then you are one of those zombies. You are one of those parents with their head in the sand. There's no such thing as inclusivity and cultural appropriation. These are not things. There is right and there is wrong.
Yep.
And we are absolutely killing a generation. Oh, how do I know? Good question. Because I've been working in the psychological field with these kids for over 30 years. And now I've never in my lifetime seen such psychologically distorted minds. they don't know up from down and wrong from right, male from female, because of what we have done. It is our responsibility. And, you know, I was reading a mental health, It was a Parenting in American Today from the Pew Research Center. It just came out in 2023, of what the top concerns are for parents, the top worries of their kids. And by far, 40%, it's mental health with their children. Being bullied on there, you know, and then kidnapped or abducted and things, and it goes on, blah, blah, blah. But getting in trouble with the police or getting pregnant or whatever, it is mental health, 40%. That is a really high number, and I want to say it has a lot to do with us parents. It's our fault. I don't like that, light something on fire and then say, oh my gosh, it's on fire, I'm concerned. Okay, well, you just lit it. It's your fault. It's absolutely your fault. So, kudos to you, Joe, for really fighting hard on that school board, because it's where you need to be. That's the line of battle right there.
You wouldn't need people like, to your point, but you wouldn't need people like me if parents would be parents. If parents would just be parents, pay attention to what their kids do, and get involved and say, no, you're not wearing that out of the house, you know, kind of thing. Or, you
not
know.
That difficult.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't require a whole bunch. But the problem is, and you know better about this stuff than I do, but when you haven't done it for 15 years or 16 years, and all of a sudden you want to be a parent, that child's not stupid. They're going to look at you and go, really? Now you care?
Right.
You know, consistency is a big deal for success, is it not?
It is, and it's not ever too late, but definitely you're going to up the ante for sure, because social media tells them to, right? Yeah. You know, your parents and children are equals according to the world today, if not subservient, and we see that again. Their social media, the memes, the TV shows, the movies, the way they talk to their parents. Oh. Like, they're absolute idiots. And I can't even watch it. I'm like, nope.
You're right. You're so right. And they don't care. They just don't care. I don't believe for a second that these people up in Sacramento here in California really believe this is good stuff. I'm sorry. I believe that they're just flat out evil, period.
It is. They're zombies. They are. It's blindness. It truly is. You know, I always read, you know, I've been a Christian a long, long time, and I always read about spiritual blindness, you know, and what the heck would that look like? But we're seeing it, because it's full on disregard for anything that is true and right and of God, from our Creator, from which we are endowed, that is in our governing documents, people. So, our government, local, federal on down. But California, I mean, this is why we got out and got to Texas, you know, almost 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't
blame you. You did the right thing. I mean, look, they want to allow these kids to chop off or add parts and pieces. I think the majority of them female to male, if I recall what I read. You know, these are the same kids that are, you know, TikTok has that one chip challenge. You know about that?
Yes.
Okay. And these are the kids they want to be able to decide whether they get to add parts, pieces, or take them away.
Really. Right? Yes. I hear kids die or whatever of bowel issues or implosions or whatever is going on. I'm like, I'm sorry, but...
And the chip maker
pulled.
That's
what happens when you eat a Tide Pod.
Exactly. That's exactly what I went down the other night. I go, these kids... What was it? They were smoking bath oil beads. Who the heck rolls and smokes bath oil beads? I mean, my God.
Well, you know, and then there have been stupid kids all over the place, right? We've always had stupid kids.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't put them on pedestals as heroes.
Yeah.
No, nobody in the neighborhood. That's the difference. Everybody in the he's a blockhead. You can't hang out with him right now. And everyone agreed. You know, well, when he comes back, love on him. But right now, no.
Oh, no, you can't,
like, oh my gosh.
You can't single somebody out like that. You know, Dr. B, you don't want to hurt their feelings. You might cause some real mental issues with that child.
Oh, my goodness. But now, no, they are social media phenoms, you know. Oh, these personalities, you follow them. Why? Because they're stupid? Okay.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. And then these TikTok stars die of doing stupid things.
Yeah.
And then it's like everybody's shocked and surprised. And I
don't know how they are. You know, homeschool your children. Okay? I don't know. There was a recent Harvard study. Harvard. If it comes out of Harvard, you know, just I think it was a year ago or something, but it's still.
It's legit. Yeah.
Yeah. Homeschoolers, they turn out to be happy, well-adjusted, well-engaged, and intelligent. And what have we always been told? We have always been told the opposite, right? That homeschool kids are kind of inbred and awkward, and they're not social, they're not the, and it's all a lie, a big, fat lie. And this is, they didn't check on 100 kids, they checked on 12,000 children.
That's
so
significant.
Yes.
That must have been painful for Harvard to put that out.
Right? Probably dropped them back. Yeah. No question about it. But all right, so I have a concern.
Yeah.
Maybe you can help me figure this one out. The Joe Biden did better in a poll of Americans saying that he was more mentally sound than Trump was. Okay, a while back, and you're sitting there saying, are they that ignorant? Are they not paying attention? Or are they that evil?
Yes, ABC. That's the blindness I'm trying to tell you that I'm trying to explain. You know, to people, I put a statement on my Facebook about that, and it's partly because of that. Some of these polls, and of course, we know that you can, you know, pull anybody anytime to get the results you want. But they truly do. I'm like, nobody's even heard from Joe for the last, like, I don't know where he is. Is he alive? You know, one of my friends says, I think he died. And I'm like, okay, I don't know where he is.
We got to go for break.
But
come back,
so
you can finish it up. All right?
Okay.
All right, Joe Mazzito, the host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Thank you for having me with me, 855-WITH-JOE. 855-732-5563. Dr. B joins me, she does every week. Try to work through some of the issues that you're having, some of the things going on. And, you know, Dr. B, I know we're talking about, again, what's going on at the schools, what's going on with the kids. The psychotic episodes that the kids are having because of those smartphones, tied to what they're watching, what they're doing, and how dependent. It's almost like an appendage for them now, isn't it?
Absolutely. Parents need to understand it literally is, have become, I guess, almost an appendage. You're right. It's an extension of themselves, and without it, the anxiety and the anxiety and the depression, it is just skyrockets if you take it away. And I get it. I get there needs to be balance for sure. We all depend on phones, quite a bit, you know, in the world, because it's just how people communicate. We all have those friends that refuse to talk on the phone. You have to text instead. But that's kind of, again, when I was talking to that young mom today, is I loved her question. She's a pretty intelligent woman, but she said, what's with all the apps? Why can't parents just say, here's the phone, you've got nothing on it, you can text me if you need me. That's it. Maybe when they're in middle school, start there, you know. And I said, yes, I agree. And I get it. But really understanding the psychology of it, it literally is like taking crack away from a drug addict. You know, we talk about it being called digital heroin, and I told her that. And she was just like, tell me about that. You know, what? She goes, that makes sense. But our brains are connected to it. It is a true extension of our bodies, of these kids' minds. That frightens me.
Come on, it's extremely frightening, because you know as well as I do that the more they're on it, to your point, you've said this in the past, they truly become addicted to it. It's like a real drug, is it not?
So addicted. It is a true drug. You know, someone asked me that on my Facebook Messenger chat, is how is it a drug? I don't get it. All it means is that it affects the mind. When you hand a child that phone or open certain apps or communicate with them electronically via social media, and they get the likes, and even if they get the rejection or blocked, all of it impacts the same part of the brain as drugs do, as anything you can be addicted to, whether it's caffeine to morphine to fentanyl. You know, it doesn't matter, heroin, crack. It is the same part of the brain. You don't have to, someone asked me also, why do you have to have that? Don't you have to have a physical substance? It's going into your head. You do not. It will not affect the liver and the spleen, right, and all in the kidneys like a drug would. But it does affect the brain the exact same way. That is why they call it digital heroin. And you can go look at functional MRIs. They're called fMRIs. What those are, everybody knows what an MRI is. You know, you go get a scan that really is in detail of your body. An fMRI is a functional MRI, meaning you're doing the activity while the MRI scan is going. And that's how we get extremely accurate reads of the brain. So we've done that with kids, several men. There are lots of studies with men specifically that we compared the functional MRI brain to men that participated in being abusive, violent domestically, to kids and teens playing violent video games. And the exact same brain exact same areas of the brain lit up.
Wow.
For those. So when you play violent video games, especially in men, because of the aggressive factor that men just have.
Well, it's that toxic masculinity we're born with.
Right?
Yes.
It's really God made it to protect, right? And protect our families and go fight and go battle. But when you use it in an incorrect way, that part of the brain gets larger and it gets more powerful, and that same part lights up when you play violent video games. So this is how you don't have to have a substance coming into your body and it still affects your brain. Unfortunately, it's causing our children real issues because that brain, part of the brain, is so lit up from social media that the rest of the brain is trying to compensate and sometimes never grows. That's why we're developmentally behind so badly where we were, say, 30 years ago with children and teens, which we see, right? Nobody can cope anymore.
No. You and I have been talking about this forever, the lack of coping skills that young people have.
Correct.
Right?
And not only are parents just handing them a phone to cope, which that's not coping, it's pacifying them with an electronic drug.
Yep.
We're also not... We're rescuing. That's rescuing. No, let them sit there and throw a tantrum. If you need to leave the restaurant, you need to leave the grocery store, leave.
I agree.
Leave. Don't, but I want, you know, my cocktail and my steak. Okay. I raised one of these children that, you know, was a hard-to-soothe child, and finally we learned that we cannot go out to a restaurant, maybe until he's probably 15, because we're going to have it to go every time. And that's just, you know, you just figure it out.
I had one of those dads, though. He shot you a look. You might as well hit you with a baseball bat. You know, you just stopped because you knew what was coming after. You know?
Right.
But
yes.
Yeah, but
we need strong fathers. For sure.
You were taught. Well, we need. Well, not the new feminists. We don't need fathers at all.
Someone's just like, "Are you advocating for violence?" The baseball bat. Not what we said, folks. It's not what we said.
Yep. So you talked about, you know, the kids and getting rejection and what have you. And, you know, really not learning how, they really don't learn how to cope with it because they move so quickly on the phone, and if they get rejected or something goes on, they can really go on to something else. And, you know, when we were kids, you had to deal with that. You had to deal with being rejected, not just by, you know, a girl or, you know, getting a bad test score or whatever it was, not getting invited, being the last guy to be picked for, you know, for the team or what have you. Those were all things of rejection that we learned how to deal with and we learned how to get over. Now they don't.
Yes, we need that. Kids need that. They need to be. Are we advocating again for, you know, bullying? And no, but that is a part of life. You know, that these kids at least were engaged, and 9 out of 10 times they'd be fine the next day. I really did see, you know, fights at 3 o'clock after school, and they'd be fine, and then the next morning they're eating lunch together. You know, this was a thing. Versus the social media rejection, the psychological effects of it are so much deeper than this, you know, work it out on the playground, because at least you're being active and, you know, you're dealing with it. Even in competition, you see it in sports. They're working it out. These people are going to be friends the next day, honestly.
We didn't have these killings. We didn't have this stuff going on when we...
The suicide,
you're right,
when
boys
yes.
pounded it out in the parking lot or whatever, you know, schoolyard.
Again, just do your thing. I even see a lot less schools going out and playing dodgeball because, you know, things that get... You know, you get aggressive and you get to do... it's just too aggressive. And it's, you know, it's like, what... And what are you doing? Get outside. Let these kids go and be kids. I had a teenage boy ask me, you know, if he was, we were just talking. It was one of my kiddos' friends and said, my dad was talking about, he had auto shop or something like that. And like, yeah. And he's like, that'd be so fun. Just to go put an engine together, right, as a class. I'm like, I'm telling you, you know, we need to do that. My daughter was like, I wish we had like something where we cooked and sewed. And like, oh my gosh, don't say that.
Oh my God, don't say that.
I'd be arrested. She's like, that would be so fun just to like have a cooking class and bake. And I'm like, right?
She's just saying that because she's a girl and you brainwashed her into believing that's what girls
do. That's right.
Cook.
She is not in touch with her identity yet, and so we're just letting her be.
I wish we had more time because that leads right into, you know, that article I sent you about the trade wife trend.
Oh yes.
Now
you send me these things, and I'm in public, and I can't, and I start to get angry in public, like. People look at you.
These people, I think this is hilarious. So the feminists are on her case. Here she is. The feminists claim, well, we gave you, we fought so you could have a job and you could, I appreciate that, but I do have a job. Taking care of my kids. Taking care of my husband. Take care of, why? Shouldn't I be allowed to decide? Why are you mad at me for deciding? Which I just think is hilarious. My own personal opinion, but I think it's hilarious.
Submissiveness is just not cool, apparently.
All right. I mean, you can stay on if you want to. I always give you that option. Up to you if you have questions you want to answer.
Yeah,
let me
I can do next segment.
Okay,
sure.
So hang out. We'll have some more questions. I definitely want to talk about this trade wife thing, which doesn't sound wife. It's trad wife, traditional wives. I'm sorry, guys.
I know. Why do they call it
trad wife? It's not like
it was a trade
by wife. Well, it's called traditional wives. It's trad wife.
Oh, traditional trad.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Dr. B will still be here with me. We'll hit on this and so much more. Joe Senior, your host. Don't go far.
Good grief. So I'm a trad wife.
Yeah, you know what? But you're the perfect example of someone who was a traditional wife along with having a career. You're their nightmare. You know that, right?
I'm sure